Our text again will be our text last Sunday. Romans chapter 1 and 16. So go ahead and put it on the screen. Romans 1, 16. Romans 1, 16. Amen. Amen. All right. And our subject again, and I shall be to the point. Our subject again is the gospel will stand for itself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gospel will do what?
Stand for itself.
Our job is to make sure we preach the gospel. How do you know? How can I tell? How can I tell? How can I know for sure I'm preaching the gospel? You know what some people do, they go and pick out scriptures, because you can do that. You can paste it together and make it say anything you want it to say. Hello? You can do that. News media do that with people, politicians, other people that's making speech. You know, they give their address or they make a speech. And they'll piece that thing together and make them say something that they did not say. They can do that. But how can I know, how can I tell, what evidence do I have that I'm preaching the gospel? What is it? What is the finding point? How can I recognize what separates the gospel from all the other stuff? Because we have a lot of folks talking. Am I right? We have it on TV, YouTube, live stream. You name it. They're out there. Do I know all the Bible? Do I know everything in the Bible? Of course not. You know better than that. But I sure ought to know my assignment.
Amen.
I sure ought to know that. I sure ought to know my part. And then I should know whether your part fit together right with my part. You know, General Motors, company that builds automobile, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right? Then you got Ford Motor Company build automobile, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they don't get mixed up and try to put a General Motors start on a Ford.
Amen.
Even though they're both cars or vehicles. Am I right?
Amen.
So why do we have to be so foolish when it comes to the gospel? That we swallow anything, try to make anything work. Y'all ain't talking to me too good. So what is the finding point? What makes the gospel the gospel? And this, does it make it the gospel because I get real happy and holler, woo, woo. Boy, he must know the gospel. I saw James Brown do that. And he wasn't talking nothing about the Bible. Y'all ain't talking to me too good. I would. I had a congregation to jump in the boat with me because we're going somewhere today.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to say something, but you know. The gospel is to be proclaimed. So how do I know? There should be some evidence. There should be some proof. There should be what's being said, there should be confirmation. There should be something to back it up. Amen. That I am Jimmy Jones is preaching the gospel. Am I here to try to entertain you, to sway you to what I believe and what I want done? Or am I really called and been appointed and anointed and sent by God to do this? Or do I have some agenda of my own? Okay. First of all, Paul said, reading the King James, we have it up there. Why it's not up there? Why we don't have our scripture up there? There we go. Thank you. Romans 1:16. I thought I had talked long enough to have for you get it up there. All right. Listen to this. The King James says it like this: "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Notice how it spells it out. It just didn't say I'm not ashamed of the gospel. He spells out what gospel? Right? I am not ashamed of the gospel. Not a gospel, but the gospel. Which is not, it is not another. It is the only gospel. Why? For it is what? What is the gospel? It is what? The power of God unto what? Well, do we have any evidence of this gospel bringing salvation? All right. Would y'all please put up? Yeah, I'll follow you, Holy Spirit, because you know what you're doing. And I'm just going to follow. Put up Luke 4:18. Do we have any evidence of this? He said, to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Go ahead and put up Luke 4:18. Do we have any evidence of this? What is the gospel? We found out it's the power of God, right? Amen. If we would put it in a class or put it in a place where you can recognize what it is, we would put it like this: it's good news. Do you know the difference between good news and bad news? All right, first thing we recognize, he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Do we have it up there? Now, Jesus said what? He came into the temple. This was after his temptation. He had been in the wilderness and he had been tempted by the devil. Satan did everything he could to try to get him to denounce who he was and follow him. He did everything he could. And he passed the test, put Satan on the run. He came into the temple. And he opened the scripture to begin to read to let them know, you are looking at the fulfillment of what Isaiah had prophesied many, many years ago. And this is what he said: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.